Chapter 2. Half a Wedding. 5 years later, Prince John and the Sheriff of Nottingham were eating dinner together.
Married? Robin of Locksley is getting married? Said Prince John.
He stroked his black beard, lost in thought.
That young man is as bad as his father. He hunts deer and tells people not to pay my taxes.
He thinks he is getting married, said the Sheriff of Nottingham.
He ate another mouthful of meat.
But instead, he is going to prison. This is a good time to capture him. The wedding is tomorrow, but the wedding dinner is tonight at Locksley Hall. Let's go to the dinner. We can wear the clothes of forest people so that no one recognizes us. Let's see what we can find out.
That night, Prince John and the Sheriff of Nottingham went to Locksley Hall. They ate a good dinner, but they watched and listened too. They saw Robin and his bride Marion with their families and friends. They were happy and laughing. And they heard a boy, no more than 12 years old, telling Robin his story.
My name is Much. I am the miller's son. 10 of the sheriff's men came to our mill with swords. My father was working in the mill. They didn't give him a chance. They told him that his flour was too expensive, and then they threw a burning branch and set fire to the mill.
Much started to cry, and Robin put his arm round him. He said,
The sheriff is a bad man. Now you have no father. Marion and I will help you all we can. But England will not be a happy place until King Richard is home, and Prince John has gone.
The two spies had heard all they needed to hear. Robin of Locksley must die. Robin smiled at Marion. She looked beautiful in the morning light that came in through the long window. I love you with all my heart, he said. The abbot opened his mouth to say the words that would make them man and wife. But then the big wooden door crashed open, and a man walked in. He held a long, sharp sword above his head.
Stop! He shouted. I am here to do the work of the Sheriff of Nottingham. This wedding cannot continue.
The abbot said,
You are Sir Guy of Gisborne, I think. This wedding is not against the law of the land. Why do you come here with your sword in your hand and say that it cannot continue?
This man is Robin of Locksley, cried Sir Guy. He hunts the deer in the forest and makes trouble for the sheriff and our good Prince John. I am going to take him to Nottingham, where he will be punished.
Sir Guy, said Robin, you have come here with a sword. As you can see, it is my wedding day, so I do not have one. But I am happy to fight you.
And he ran towards Sir Guy with his fists raised. The fight did not last long. Sir Guy and his men could not beat Robin and his friends, and they soon ran away. When the fight was over, Robin said, Marion, your father will look after you until we can be together again. Then he spoke to his best friend, Will Scarlet.
Come, Will. We'll hide in Sherwood Forest, where we will make trouble for the sheriff. And lots of it.
Robin and Will Scarlet jumped on their horses and galloped off towards the forest.